Okay, so today we're here to talk about a great organization called CASA. Can you please tell us a little bit about what the organization is and how you play a part in it?
So CASA is a is an organization that started in Edmonton and has expanded throughout Alberta through a classroom program, and is about to start an expansion with CASA House facilities across Alberta. And really what the focus is mental health services for children and adolescents and young adults and their families. And really the access is really about making it for everybody.
Right. And how do you feel that's going to impact the community of Fort McMurray with Buffalo?
Well, I mean, you know, you think about, first of all, it's a big community. It's a community that's dynamic and diverse and has had lots of ups and downs over the years, and will continue to have ups and downs. It's just the nature of any community. But this is a community that, I can only describe as a true community. It's a community that steps up, whether it's recreational facilities or places of worship or schools or educational, the arts. And I think CASA House will just be another element of that, another fabric, another institution that that will contribute to the fabric of the community.
From a success standpoint, where are you seeing success in the different markets that you're already in?
So I'm not with CASA. I'm with the construction company that's building it. So probably best for the folks in with CASA to answer that question. But, you know, we see, and particularly over the last 10, 15 years, we see children and young adults being affected differently by mental health, and maybe we're just more aware of it than we have. And I think, you know, with social media and all the things that we're seeing going on in the world, I think the impact to kids is obvious, and every single one of us seems to be touched by it, right? Either through our own families, through our own experiences, or through people we know. And being part of a large company, there's a connection, right? Because all the 800 people that work for Clark Millers have families and have friends, and I'm absolutely positive, just from my own experience, that people are touched by these things.
There you go. First construction in Alberta. Yeah. What are you seeing?
What am I seeing?
Yeah.
Starting to see things get active again. Absolutely. It's been kind of a unpredictable market over the last 5 to 10 years, I would say, and there's been a pent up need for infrastructure. There's a population that continues to grow. There's investment in various industrial activities that haven't really been there, and all these things kind of create a pent up demand, and I think we're starting to see that demand is starting to get met again. So I see busy times ahead of us for sure.
That's fantastic. See, over the last few years, I've seen a lot of houses going up.
For sure.
But there's not a lot of, big infrastructural structures going up.
Yeah.
So how do you support all of that growth in the small
houses? It lags, right? It lags. It's first the people come, and then all the facilities that those people need. And actually, CASA House is a perfect example of that.
That's right. Yeah. And how did your organization first get aligned with CASA?
Yeah, so we actually, just over 10 years ago, we built the CASA Center in Edmonton. And frankly, I didn't know about the organization, our company values and our purpose as a company, which is to enrich the lives of the people that work with us and live in the communities that we help build, there was just an alignment right away. And so we started a partnership, which really just started as a project, but maintained this relationship with CASA over a decade. And last year we were fortunate enough to win the contract for the expansion project.
That's fantastic. And I have to imagine it sent a positive vibration through your organization.
100%. It's like I said, first of all, the facilities are throughout Alberta, with Fort McMurray being the first one. So that's exciting. Just from we've got work, and people are happy about facilities and that our projects being built and where they live. But then it's just the alignment of what the facility means and what it's going to be doing for the communities that we're going to be operating.
Nice. And I think my last question for you, and you might not be able to answer it, is I have not read through the media package. So do you guys know where you'll be building it?
I think it's called Gateway District, but it's the old golf course when you just come into town.
Is it called Gateway Corey District? Ridge.
Yeah, Corey Ridge. That's what it was.
Okay,
yeah.
Corey Ridge. Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll see a sign. I think in the next couple of months we're going to put a nice big sign up there, but coming soon sign.
There you go. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Well, my friend, thank you very much for sitting down and talking with me again. Really do appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Hopefully you have a great day, and hopefully we bump into each other again.
I'm sure we will.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah, thanks.